You ever meet a business owner who's scaling, but no one really knows what they're scaling? They've got offers upon offers, content going in six different directions, a sales funnel duct taped together with freebies and webinars, and somehow they're still wondering why their revenue feels stuck on a treadmill. Well, here's the hard truth most gurus won't tell you. If you try to scale before you have focus, you're not building a business. You're building a burnout machine. So today, I'm going to give you one of the most valuable pieces of advice I think I've ever offered. And it might sound cliche, but I promise by the end of this episode, you will have a clear understanding of what is keeping you from reaching your business goals. So hit that subscribe button if you're ready to scale smarter, not louder.
Welcome to the Buzzworthy Marketing Podcast. Here's your host, Michael Buzinski.
Welcome back, Buzzworthy Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Buzinski, but you, my friends, can call me Buzz. And today we're going to fix something that's quietly wrecking a lot of businesses, trying to scale before they have true product market fit. You've probably heard the phrase, don't scale chaos. Sounds catchy, right? Let's be real. Most folks have no idea what that actually means. So let me put it in this way. If you haven't nailed down the one problem your ideal client urgently needs solved, and the one way you solve it best, you're not ready to grow, let alone scale. You're just throwing time, energy, and money at what you hope will work. That's where my focus framework comes in. Focus stands for fix one clearly urgent struggle. You notice I didn't solve five problems or mention a buffet of services. Nope. Just one laser-targeted solution that your best clients are desperate to have solved and willing to pay well for you to solve it for them. And once you have that, you've got product market fit. You've got marketing clarity. You've got a foundation that can scale without collapsing on itself. So in this episode, I'm going to show you exactly how to use focus to map out your core outcome, define your milestone path, and set the non-negotiables that keep you from onboarding the wrong clients just because they waved a check at you. But before we get into how to map your offer, build your framework, and attract clients who don't need convincing, let's zoom out for a second. Because here's the thing. Most entrepreneurs don't struggle with scaling because they lack hustle. They struggle because they're building on a shaky foundation. And if you don't fix that first, every dollar you spend on growth is just funding a faster breakdown. I mean, let's call it what it is. Most businesses are in a rush to grow before they've earned it. They might have CRM, a large email list, and an automation tool set, but no real clarity on who they serve best or what they actually solve. That's not strategy. That's a startup tantrum with software. Trying to scale without focus is like throwing a party before you finish building the house. You might get a crowd, sure, but there's no structure, no plumbing, and someone's peeing in the bushes by hour two. Here's the pattern I see all the time. A business hits some early traction, maybe a few clients, some referrals, a little buzz, if you will. Then they assume more is the next step. More services, more offers, more content, more ads. And before they know it, they've got this bloated, complicated operation built on top of a fuzzy offer that kind of works, but doesn't really scale. And when revenue stalls, they don't simplify. They add more funnels, more emails, more freebies, more burnouts.
Here's a buzzworthy insight.
You don't scale by expanding your offer. You scale by tightening your focus. Growth doesn't come from offering everything to everyone. It comes from solving one problem better than anyone else and building everything around that. And that's exactly what the focus framework is built to do. And no, I'm not talking about productivity hacks or putting your phone on airplane mode. I'm talking about a business design principle that creates clarity, momentum, and scalable offers. And as a quick reminder, FOCUS stands for Fix One Clearly Urgent Struggle. Let me break that down for you. Fix, not support, not help. Fix. You're solving a problem permanently, or at least significantly. If your solution needs 12 disclaimers, it's not ready for scale. This is where most people go sideways. They want to solve everything they're capable of solving, but capacity doesn't equal clarity. Pick one problem, the one you're known for, the one people refer you for. That's your ticket. Clearly urgent. If it's not urgent, it doesn't sell. Period. Your ideal client has to feel it in their gut. Like, I can't afford not to solve this. If they can live with the problem for another 6 months, you're not selling a priority. You're selling a maybe. And then there's struggle. And not just business struggle. The emotional struggle. Is it stress? Is it lost time? Is it uncertainty? Tap into what this problem is really costing them mentally, financially, and emotionally. Because here's the truth. People don't buy solutions. They buy relief. Let me give you a few real-world examples. We help overwhelmed service providers reclaim 10 hours per week without hiring more people. Or we help B2B consultants go from referrals to repeatable lead generation in under 90 days. Here's another one. We help SaaS founders reduce churn by 30% with onboarding that actually sticks. I hope you can see how each of these are clear, urgent, valuable, and focused. And when you have that level of clarity, marketing becomes easy. Sales become natural. Client delivery becomes scalable. All right, so you've nailed the problem. One clear, urgent struggle that alone puts you ahead of most businesses still chasing shiny objects. But now comes the part that separates sustainable growth from spinning your wheels, turning that problem into a structured, sellable solution. Because let's be honest, if your delivery process lives in your head or changes every time a new client comes along, you're not scalable. You're just busy. This is where we start building what I call your solution framework. And we're going to do this using three powerful tools. The first is outcome mapping. If your clients don't know where they're going, neither do you. Outcome mapping is about defining exactly what success looks like from your client's perspective, not yours. Start with the transformation. Ask, what's the measurable outcome they care about? How do they want to feel at the end of working with you? And what does mission accomplished look like in their world? This becomes your North Star. Every piece of your process should point towards it. A good example might sound like, get 10 qualified sales conversions per month without relying on referrals. That's clear. That's measurable. I mean, shoot, that's marketable. And with that, you can move to the second tool, milestone mapping, because transformation doesn't happen in one leap. It happens in steps. Once you know the outcome, you need to define the checkpoints along the way. These are your milestones, the 3 to 5 big progress points that every successful client hits on their way to the result. Think of them as chapters in your transformation story. Each milestone should be tangible, sequential, and tied to a specific client action or win. These milestones will become the spine of your program, your offer structure, and even your marketing content. It gives shape to your brilliance and shows prospects the journey before they even start. The third tool is critical requirements. These are the must-haves your clients need before they can succeed with your solution. No fluff, no exceptions. Ask yourself, what needs to already be true for someone to get results with you? And what tools, mindsets, systems, or resources do they need before step one? This is how you stop from onboarding bad fit clients who drain your energy and tank your testimonials. And here's the bonus. When you state these clearly in your marketing, you actually attract better clients who are ready to win. Now, with these three elements, outcome, milestones, and requirements, you're no longer offering a pile of deliverables. You're offering a roadmap to results. And that's something people will pay for. Refer to other people and scale your business. It also outlines your intellectual property in a clear, labeled package. But here's where it gets real. Now we turn that framework into an offer people can say yes to without needing a 60-minute discovery call and this crystal ball. Because your framework isn't just a delivery tool. It's your marketing. It's your sales script. It's the foundation of your brand. And here's how you put it to work. The first step is to structure your offer around the milestones. Each milestone becomes a phase or a module in your offer. If you're a consultant, each one could be a stage of engagement. If you're a service provider, each one could be a deliverable. Or if you're building a course or a program, each one becomes a chapter. This keeps your client journey consistent, repeatable, and way easier to deliver without reinventing the wheel every time. And from each of these stages or milestones, you attach your content. So basically, your framework and deliverables write your marketing for you. Each milestone is a content pillar, with education content showing what the milestone is, authority content proving you've helped others reach it, and objection handling content that removes resistance to moving forward. Instead of asking, what should I post this week? You now ask, which stage do I want to move people towards? That's how you create content that connects directly to revenue. And this framework doesn't just streamline your content. It also makes your marketing process smarter. You can turn those critical requirements into part of your entire marketing funnel with website copy, lead magnets, intake forms, even who is this for section for your sales page. This all does two things. Attracts the right people who are primed to get results and gently repels folks who would have wasted your time and budget. No more awkward sales calls with prospects who aren't quite ready. They'll filter themselves out. And speaking of sales, you can also build your proof strategy around your framework, because the best testimonials don't say, I love working with them. They say, I hit every milestone. This is a simple process of collecting success stories that tie back to your framework. Like, after phase one, we had clarity for the first time in 2 years. Or clients saying, the shift after mile three completely changed how we sell. And sometimes it can be as simple as their experience through the client journey. Like, the entire team made onboarding seamless. See the pattern? When clients see your process working in the wild, your credibility skyrockets. And these kinds of stories during sales calls are easy ways to paint that picture. Now, instead of trying to sell people on you or your time or your menu of stuff, you're selling a clear, structured pathway to transformation. And that, my friends, is what scales. But before you run off and build your beautiful, focused offer, let's talk about the landmine, the little missteps that can unravel even the best frameworks if you're not paying attention. Mistake one, confusing features with outcomes. You're not selling coaching calls or modules or PDFs. You're selling transformation. You're selling the before and after. If your offer sounds like a grocery list of deliverables, prospects will tune out. Lead with the outcome. Support with the structure. Okay, mistake two, cramming in multiple problems. Just because you can solve multiple problems doesn't mean you should package them all together. Remember, focus. Fix one clearly urgent struggle. The moment you try to solve three problems in one offer, you blur the value and double the delivery complexity. Not fun, not scalable. Mistake number three, creating content before clarifying the framework. Don't post to just stay visible. If your content isn't tied to a milestone outcome or requirement, it's just noise. Clarify first, then content. All right, mistake number four, skipping the requirements. This is a big one. When you skip critical requirements, you onboard clients who aren't ready. And when they fail, it reflects on you, not them. Requirements protect your time, your clients' results, and your reputation. Say it with me, no more clients who need to be rescued. This is how you go from being an order taker to a trusted expert with a process people respect and results they're willing to pay for.
Here's a buzzworthy insight.
Focus doesn't restrict growth. It enables it. The tighter your offer, the clearer your value. And the clearer your value, the faster you grow. So here's the multi-million dollar question. Are you building a business that scales or just a to-do list that never ends? If you're tired of custom scoping every project, explaining your value at every sales call, or juggling offers that all feel kind of close, but not quite right, it's time to get focused. Let me help you build your own solution framework using the exact process we talked about today: outcome mapping, milestone mapping, and critical requirements, all tailored to your business. Book your free strategy session right now. You'll find the link in the show notes or go to buzzworthy.marketing/podcast. That's buzzworthy.marketing/podcast. Together, we'll turn your scattered services into a streamlined, scalable offer that attracts better clients and creates results. And with that, I'm Buzz, reminding you that being boring is a choice. So stay buzzworthy.